Hey everyone, and welcome back to Affirmations for Burnout Recovery. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, if the last few weeks have felt like running a marathon in quicksand, you are not alone. We're living in a world that constantly demands our attention, our energy, and frankly, way too much of our time. But here's the thing, burnout isn't just about feeling tired. It's a whole body experience that can mess with your mood, your focus, and even your relationships. That's why today, we're diving into something super important, creating a self-care routine that actually works for you. Because, let's face it, self-care sounds great in theory, but sometimes it feels like another thing on our already overflowing to-do list, right? Ever feel like the definition of self-care is taking a long bath while sipping chamomile tea while listening to nature sounds? Oh, and also finishing your work report? Yeah, I've been there too. But here's the secret. Self-care isn't about doing some grand, elaborate thing once in a blue moon. It's about weaving small, intentional acts of kindness towards yourself into your everyday routine. Think of it like this. You wouldn't neglect a car engine that needs regular tune-ups, would you? Your mind and body are no different. They need fuel, maintenance, and a little TLC to keep running smoothly. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build a self-care routine that actually sticks. 1. Listen to your body, friend. This is non-negotiable. Are you feeling drained? Stressed? Anxious? Pay attention to those signals, they're trying to tell you something. Maybe it's time for a break, a change of scenery, or simply some quiet time to recharge. 2. Move your body in ways that feel good. Don't pressure yourself into grueling workouts if that's not your thing. Find activities that you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, taking a walk in nature, trying yoga, or even just stretching at your desk. Remember, the goal is to move your body and release those feel-good endorphins. 3. Fuel yourself with nourishing food. We all know that junk food can give us a temporary sugar rush, but it leaves us feeling sluggish later on. Instead, focus on whole, unprocessed foods, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Think of your diet as an investment in your well-being. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a fancy car, would you? 4. Connect with people who uplift you. Spending time with loved ones who make you laugh, support your dreams, and simply feel good to be around is essential for our mental health. So, reach out to those people, schedule that coffee date, or just have a phone call. Connection is powerful. 5. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru overnight, though if that's your jam, go for it. It simply means being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to just be. You might be surprised by how much calmer and more centered you feel. Think about a time when you were feeling completely overwhelmed. Maybe work deadlines piled up, family obligations were stressing you out, or you just felt like life was happening at warp speed. How did you cope? Chances are, you probably turned to some form of self-care, even if it was just curling up with a good book or taking a hot shower. But what if you could make those moments of self-soothing more intentional and impactful? Imagine this. You wake up feeling stressed about the day ahead. Instead of reaching for your phone first thing, you take 5 minutes to stretch your body, do some deep breathing exercises, and sip on a cup of calming herbal tea. Later on, during your lunch break, you step away from your desk and go for a walk in nature. You listen to the birds singing, feel the breeze on your skin, and allow yourself to simply be present in that moment. These small acts of self-care might seem insignificant at first, but they can make a world of difference over time. So, remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about showing up for yourself, meeting your needs, and investing in your well-being. And that's exactly what we're doing here on this podcast, creating a space where we can learn, grow, and support each other on our journeys to recovery. If you found today's episode helpful, don't forget to share it with someone who might benefit from hearing these messages. And if you have any self-care tips or stories of your own, I want to hear them. Share them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you are strong, you are capable, and you deserve all the good things life has to offer. Take care of yourself out there, friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.